So usually when we cut right in, this is the first thing that you would see. So this little netting here is called the omentum.
Veterinary technicians are basically a second set of hands and knowledge for veterinary doctors. So animal anatomy is the foundation of their training.
Gravity is still in force, and all of their organs would just be flopping around if they didn't have this net.
And for a long time, their anatomy training came from doing procedures on animal cadavers. Or, according to Amanda Hackrett, the vet tech program director at WATC, staff pets.
We would have Andy bring his cat in, and we could play with her and do exams and practice different skills on her.
But thanks to new technology, things will be different this spring at WATC.
This Y-shaped piece, this guy right here, that's our uterus, and then at the very end is our little ovaries.
She digs through the abdomen of a skinless dog like it's nothing. Behind her is a grocery cart-sized tank full of water. That's where the dog is stored.
As you can guess, we have a ton of small intestines.
So but lucky for me and the staff's beloved Fidos and Rovers, this doggy cadaver isn't real, although it sure as heck looks like it. It has wide, staring eyes, a toothy mouth with a flopping tongue, sinewy red muscle tissue, yellow fat deposits, and a complete respiratory and cardiovascular system. And it smells like old washcloths and pickled beets. To put it in an entirely non-scientific way, it looks like a terrifyingly cool dog zombie.
She is anatomically perfect. Again, everything as you would see or expect to see in a real-life specimen.
She is a Syndaver canine, a $35,000 synthetic dog cadaver. Hackrett says she thinks this model is probably a Weimaraner or something similar, but it will serve as a model to train students to work on dogs of all sizes.
Some of the things that we anticipate doing, definitely planning on drawing blood, so from the veins here and also the jugular vein in the neck.
It won't be real blood, but using a mechanical pump and a system of tubing running through the doggy dab. Hackrett can control heart rate and blood pressure as her students do routine procedures, like check for a pulse.
So in being able to give them a variety of pulses to feel, a weak and thready can be a sign of shock, or bounding could be, you know, a sign of trauma and or shock. So it's important, and again, just things that we can't tell a real live animal, pretend you're going into shock for us so we know what it feels like or looks like.
Vet schools have been using Syndaver canines to teach veterinary doctors as a way of replacing live animals and canine cadavers in training. But Wichita Area Technical College will be the nation's first veterinary technician program to begin using the synthetic dog. And at some point, WATC students will have to practice procedures on real animals. But Hackrett says this model will allow them to hone their skills before moving on to beloved pets.
There's quite a longevity of the tissues and muscles for like the arteries and veins. I want to say it's over 1,000 uses. So that would be 1,000 needle pokes, 1,000 catheterizations, and that's a lot of practice for our students. When we think we have more than one artery, more than one vein, we have this entire animal for us to poke and prod and practice on.
The parts can also be replaced when they wear out.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, the parts that go into a car. You take the parts of a car and you put it together and make a finished system. But you can still take it apart and repair it when you need to.
Chris Sakulis is the founder of Syndaver Labs, a $50 million company based in Tampa, Florida.
You damage one part, if you can't repair it, you replace it with a new one. You know, it's that simple.
Syndaver employs about 150 people worldwide, 70% of those in the United States. Sakulis started out working in the medical device industry. It was then that he realized the high cost and ethical issues surrounding animal testing. He says he left that line of work a little more than a decade ago to make products designed to take the place of live animals.
The long and short of it is that, you know, we build bodies for, you know, medical training, medical testing, and that sort of stuff, and just started extending that that design work to animals.
The first full-body human Syndaver was sold in 2013, and since then they've been used by medical schools such as the University of Florida and the Naval Medical Research Unit in San Antonio. And now that the work has extended to animals, Sakulis says he hopes it will help to end the use of live animal testing and terminal labs, a common practice in medical device development.
The animal's basically anesthetized. You do whatever procedure you're going to do, and then the animal's not allowed to wake up after. It's, you know, basically given an overdose of anesthesia to terminate the animal's life.
So how is a syndaver canine made?
They're sutured together, and they're predominantly made of water. Each one of the parts is, you know, made from different things, but it's all, you know, water, variety of fibers, and a variety of salts.
Sakulis says all of the ingredients, if you will, are completely sustainable. He says chemically, the closest thing to a syndaver that most people will ever see is cabbage and potato soup. Yum.
You know, the experience you get with the synthetic canine is, you know, much more like a live animal than a real dog is if it's deceased. Once they die, the tissue quality goes way down and they become much more rubbery and less like a live animal.
Sakulis says the syndaver canine can also help expose students to pathologies or problems, such as bowel blockages and mammary tumors, pretty much on demand. To Amanda Hackrett's surprise, the new canine at Wichita Area Technical College has several pathologies that she wasn't expecting.
So one of the coolest things, and you might have to put your gloves on, I might have to make you. So she has a bladder stone. This is her bladder, and there is a rock inside.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, absolutely, if you want to.
The school was able to afford the doggy daver, bladder stone, and all with the help of a Title III Department of Education grant for health sciences. And while it wasn't cheap, Hackrett says WATC is really saving money in the long run. And they're avoiding a small hazard vet students encounter when working on real cadavers.
Animal cadavers are often in formalin. It's a less toxic version of formaldehyde. And being able to reduce that entirely from our labs, it's good practice for our health of our students.
Wichita Area Technical College will begin training vet tech students using their yet-to-be-named syndaver canine in the spring semester. In Wichita, I'm Abigail Beckman.